Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
What a blessing. We want to briefly go into God's word. You be here, ready? Asem and the day. Asem no ne nkwa. Asem no ne nyansa. Bible say. Na asem no betina yemu. Na yemu no se onu Nyankopon ne doba. Jesus Christo. Ah, nyansa ne no cry day. Adom sorry. Adom ne no cry day. Ashanima. And this I don't know the crano air bound chain. Our brabo and your senior tibu. Page on some meeting, Casaradi, Casame Hokasapa. But thou trim up the tremor. My mentor one name. My wasem and ye atom and ye yansan. And ye yo and ye coswo. And a day, my men who know. Yes, so Christo. On yamon cron cron. But that yes, we're determined a day. But that yes, we're determined. Oh, Nyami, oh, but that yes, we're determined. Soon, go off way. But that yes, we're determined. Oh, Nyami, oh, but that yes, we're determined. Son, go after. And I know pay that was son, go after. Udi money Asia. Say, "Kwati wa ayenti me yashu." And then was emra ujasu. Emra tumisu. Emra huadensu. Enya yarisa. Enya kuhusain. And your nyansa, and your country, and for my end of day. May you free how to be a strong person. If we say, what's the same about your chain? Yet I was say, what can I do now? Now we shall swear a pen. What don't know more than an incident? Can I mean to say a part? But on some nothing as we're ready. Christian name. Amos chapter 4 verse 12. A dear for Amos. Therefore, this will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this, prepare to meet your God. Or see way and I may be ye on my Israel. Na enam semi baby ye waiting to know. Sisi o who said, one unyan kopon, ibediesha. Amen. A brayer, ye woman, a ye bra. Yes, yes, ye home. Nye ni yan kopon, ibediesha. Ebrei eye nshie mudie ebre. Brofo no ye kanu encounters. Encounters. Encounter. Ye ni onyankopon edi empunimpu. Edi de ebe eshire. Enam ne erade ebe ye ntino. Otisiesie wo ho. Na ne menye den eni eshia. Praise God. Last week, me catch that was saying, for every encounter with God opens a chapter in a man's life. It opens a new chapter in a man's life. Every encounter. En shiamu die biara, ye ni onyankupo enyano. E bie en wuma fofro ɛwɔ yabrabɔ mu ɛnia ma awurade bie so ɔ yabrabɔ mu no ɛna mɛha ɛma yɛ hunu yɛnim kan korɔ ɛwɔ abrabɔ yi mu. Praise God. Enti bremo akonchene ne mpaebɔ ɛnyɛ ahotep ɛbrɛ ɛnyɛ obi yɛ bie na me yɛ bie because sɛ wohwɛ wiase mu a saa bere yi a yɛwɔ mu yi ɛyɛ mpaebɔ berɛ kɛseɛ a obiaa ɛyɛ dɛ ɛyɛ akonchene bɔ mpaeɛ nyame a mpata a wobɛfa ne sɛ honam adeɛ bi na ɛyɛ dɛ yɛyɛ ana me ka kyerɛ me sɛ nyɛ deɛ obi yɛ ne ɛyɛ bio yɛyɛ start 40 days no akyɛ. Praise God. Ɛnyɛ nnɛ akyɛ ɛnti no botaeɛ a yɛde ɛyɛ akɔnkyene ne mpaebɔ no ne sɛ yɛne onyankopɔn ɛbɛdi ahyia yɛne nyankopɔn bɛyɛ dɛ ɛnam neɛ wahyɛ yɛn bɔ sɛ ɔbɛyɛ n'afei ɔsɛ ɛnam neɛ mebɛyɛ nti siesie wɔ ɛdeɛ ne awurade bɛyɛ neɛ awurade bɛyɛ ne sɛ afei ɔbɛma wo ahoɔden ɔbɛma wo nyansa ɔbɛma wo ɔsoro adom ne tumi soronko bi a ɛbɛma wɔ no ɔbɛma wo wakɔ baabi pa ɛwɔ bere pa mu wayɛ nneɛma pa ɛwɔ bere pa mu na wode wo ho abɔ nnipa pa ɛwɔ bere pa mu neɛ yɛ pere hwehwɛ wɔ abrabɔ yi nyinaa ne sɛ yɛbɛhunu neɛ wɔ sɛ yɛyɛ na yɛyɛ yɛbɛhunu neɛ wɔ sɛ yɛka na yɛka yɛbɛhunu baabi a ɛwɔ sɛ yɛkorɔ na yɛkorɔ ɛwɔ onyankopɔn pɛ mu sɛ wonya hunu wei a abrabɔ no ne nyinaa no because ɛnam nneɛma a nnipa ɛnnim nti ɛna abrabɔ no ayɛ tententen ama yɛn na wohunu neɛ wɔ sɛ wokɔ na wokɔ a abrabɔ no ɛyɛ simple abrabɔ no yɛ fo sɛ wohunu deɛ biara da deɛ wɔ sɛ woka na woka a abrabɔ no yɛ dɛn sɛ wohunu baabi a ɛwɔ sɛ wɔnam wokɔduru na wokɔ a abrabɔ no yɛ dɛn ɛyɛ simple wohunu nipaduro anaa ɛdɔm a ɛwɔ sɛ wode wo ho bɔ na sɛ wode wo ho kɔbɔ wɔn a abrabɔ no yɛ dɛn afei nneɛmanim a ɛma me gyidie si pi sɛ abrabɔ a yɛbɔ no asase so no ɛbɛyɛ simple ama wo ne sɛ onyame wo nkronkron ahoɔden ɛɛba wo so na afei adraivo ɛde woakɔ baabi pa wɔ bere pa wɔ nneɛma pɛpɛ mu ɛwɔ w'abrabɔ mu wɔ amen ne sam amen. Ɔse ɛnam nea me Awurade me bɛyɛ nti siesie deɛ bɛyɛ siesie ɔ amen. Na ɛwɔ sɛ yɛte aseɛ sɛ sɛdeɛ ɔno Nyankopɔn ka kyerɛ yɛ sɛ yɛnsiesie yɛn ho ne yɛne ne mɛdi ahyia no saa na Onyankopɔn nso ne ho ɛpere no sɛ ɔne ne mma ɛbɛdi ahyia. God is also desperately trying to meet man. God is also desperately trying to meet man. Nyankopɔn so ho pre no sɛ ɔne menu mienu ɛbɛdi ahyia enti sɛ woyɛ krado na sɛdeɛ Onyankopɔn no nso ayɛ krado dada yi sɛ modi ahyia a mpagya nkɔsoɔ ayaresa adom nhyira biribi biara a ɛbɛma w'abrabɔ ɛwɔ asase so no ahyɛ ɔno Kristo animuonyam no ɔno Awurade ɔde ma wo wɔ amen no sam amen. Wɔ 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 he says, 2 Chronicles 16. Ose na eradie ni ekoba. a devious system in Africa. Now, all she shall be a better than when the other day. So, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. To show himself strong. The word strong underline. To show himself strong. To actually strengthen that person, to empower that person, to give him that stimulus to that will drive him. To show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Hearing, thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from here, I shall have one. I said, now, sir, we're doing question 17. I can't quite be so abrupt. A radi man in peril. Now, a radi any and toss. I said, a radi any and toss. May the eyes of God locate you today, locate your life this morning. That would strengthen you and show his strength in your life. What a blessing. So God is desperately also trying to meet you. But we must understand that the sin problem has always made man to hide from God. The sin problem has always made man to hide from God. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Adam, where art thou? Where are you? He said, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Adam, where are you? He said, I heard your voice and I started running away. Whilst God is desperately looking for a man, man is desperately hiding from God because of the sin problem. Sin will make you always hide from God. Sin will take you away from the presence of God. I see many people whose Christian life is on and off, one leg in, one leg out. You see them today, you don't see them tomorrow. It's all because of the sin problem. Because the sin problem will always take you away from the presence of God. I pray that as God is desperately looking for you, may he find you at the place where he wants you to be. As his eyes are moving to and fro in this season, may his eyes locate you at the place where he wants you to be. Eradi ni ento so wo be bia opese wo hu. Opese wo. This year, don't hide from God. Because I will do this, prepare yourself to meet your God. A casual approach with God will not lead to encounters with him. A casual approach to God will not lead to an encounter with him. O shi nya mi biere biara. Hunu ye. Ube hunu biara biara. A casual approach. He said, ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search me and find me when you seek me with your heart. With your heart. With your heart. Therefore, a casual approach
in seeking God will lead to nothing. You will not find it. In this season, as we are preparing to meet God, may you meet Him with all your heart. Stop playing dilly-dallies. Stop being casual. As if you are doing it, as if you are not doing it. As if you are in, as if you are not in. As if you are there, as if you are not there. Stop! Because casual approach will not let you have encounter with the Lord. I pray that in this season, may your heart be stirred. For any man to meet God, you need a conscious way. Or let me reframe this way. For any man to meet God, you need to consciously work yourself to meet Him. You need to consciously work yourself to meet Him. For any man to meet God in this season and the seasons ahead, so that the things that He said He would do will come, you need to consciously work yourself in order to meet Him. What a blessing. What a blessing. Many of you have heard of this 40 days journey, but how casual your approach is. But you are the same people that are expecting God to come through for you. Wana empo how be down suit me say what nama ho chrebi ni atiti bi mum no sa fo no po na yi won ani ase hwen fa won e chine me wufo no ta se de bia o hwen ani ma no yare bi bi kom no bi bi tete no en so ase de empire bo ya bo no on tie de bia da nyumre e beba mpa ye no en fa no. Casual approach. Look at somebody and say, casual approach. Casual approach. Casual approach. Amazing. Praise God. You must work on yourself. Imitate the Lord. Stop playing with God and get serious. Stop playing with God. Stop playing with God. I told you, how you perceive Him determines how He manifests Himself to you. God is a serious man. If you are serious with Him, He will be serious with you. I told you the other day, when you turn to Him, He will turn to you. Stop playing with God. Found a casual approach to everything, even including God. The way you behave, the way your attitude towards things is the same attitude you have brought to God, will baptize you. Because if you play with Him, He will play with you. Yes. If you play with Him, He will play with you. Stop playing with God. Stop playing with God. Tell somebody, stop playing with God. So the question this morning is, how do you consciously position yourself for a meeting with God? Because the journey has started and we are on the way meeting God for new chapters to open in our lives. Do you position yourself? What do you consciously do in positioning yourself to meet God? Number one, you must meet God with spiritual approaches. With spiritual approaches. A kwamben suna ye ye husio. Aye ye unwe juma. Say ya ye ne. Onyankopon bi dia hia na mani dream upon now what can we abrabom na bem A kwan beso. A kwan eno ni se. Yenam sunsunmu. Sunsunmu akwa so. Ani ani Awurade di ahyira. Adentia if you say Onyankopon eye honhom. God is a spirit. And it will take a spiritual approach to meet him. It will take spiritual approach. So one hour was some no. I was so some no or whom any day no cream. Yes, some around it, ever whom yam fire dream. Stop telling me what you think. Pastor, me susu say. What susu say? Take your decisions. And your susu here. What is your spirit telling you? People go like, I feel like. What is your feeling? To hell with your feeling. What is God telling your spirit? Senya me baby bia. On forward dream so. Amen. Dear. Or sisanwa dream no at the sound ni petuya. But I'm not some sisanwa dream say ya wa brabo ebe sisan. Or say be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is the transformation of your life that God requires. But he uses that through your mind. But when he wants to do something in your life, he touches your spirit. What is the spirit? So home home not any unipedia or two unipine unipapina or a day or two on your home. Praise God. On your home. On your home. On your home. Praise God. And then I say about Christ, Bible say, on my end, I will fulfill. Our forefront in prim prim. Bantitiano, it take time. Praise God. Emra, all nam nasem so titio es sawa geno. Now a brabo ebe yes or no Christo. Basa on yame be ye bibia. O di si um. Your spirit. Praise God. And to one. What she said, and in the Bible says, also, she said, one such approach, or one such spiritual approach, is your heart connection. 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 Listen, your heart is so important because whatever controls the heart controls the whole body. Physically, it takes the organ, the heart, to supply blood to every part of the body. Am I right or wrong? When your heart ceases now, in fact, your next level of place will be at the cemetery or the morgue. Why? Because whatever controls the heart controls your life. In the same way, if God is able to take your heart, he takes your whole life. In other words, when the enemy also takes over your heart, he takes your whole life. That is why we must be careful what we do with our heart. We are not talking about the organ. We are talking about the man or the woman inside you. Paul called it the inner man. The inner man. The inner man. The one who lives in you. The heart. Bible talks about the fact that out of the heart comes all issues of life. Therefore, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence. Why? Out of your heart comes all issues of life. Guard your heart. I was said, Akumano Obahumbai. If you say Akumani Mono, and then since him in a day. So in this season, a quiet back while first of prepare Wakuma or the prepare home and near ready this year. Say, ya, dear old man, a bit say, would the Wakuma ever man connect with your heart? Listen, whatever you do with your heart, it shows. It shows. Adia wo ye bia e free wa kumemu no e see. You can follow somebody with your heart and it will be so obvious. So obvious. People go and say, hey, Pastor, this is the baby I'm going to tell you. I'm not a sorry ba. I am with you. I'm going to tell Afghanistan. I'm not Kosovo. Make a sense so now what to go to hell. And answer a friend say, Abuakwa. Listen, say what come anymore? Bibi moa, Uno bibi as a eddy. Uno bibi as a day. And answer any year. Nasa what come at the etira. Aye. Who continue crying every weekend? You come to Kumasi to come and have worship and go back. I told you, for close to 2 years, when I was transferred to Sunyani, there wasn't a weekend that I spent it in Sunyani. No. What am I staying there for? Every Friday night or Saturday morning, I have to rush back. No. That is where my heart is. People's hearts are in jobs, in career, and whatever they do. So they will travel from where they stay from Monday to Friday every morning. By 8, they are in the office. They never get tired. But just one Sunday in a week that they have to come to church from where they stay, they say, Pastor, it's too far. Your heart is at the wrong place. Akuma na kudi baby. Person when akuma kudi baby. Your heart. Keep that heart with all diligence. We are living in a world where people love the things of this world more than they love the things of God. Why? You see, love and heart goes together. That's why wherever you see love, you see that symbol of a heart. Amen. Where your heart is, that is where your love is. Never make mistake. What is your heart for God? In this season, because of what he's going to do, he said, connect with me with your not your gift. I need your heart. Not your talent. I need your heart. Not your money. I need your heart. I need your heart. God is looking for people who are ready to give their heart to him. But those are the people, he said, I will meet them. And because of what I'm going to do in their lives, I'm going to open a new chapter for them. In this season, may a new chapter be open. Sometimes it's not that what you are doing is not good. Somebody said, I leave the home to feed the house. Or I leave in order to feed the house. What is wrong with this? Nothing. It's a good statement, is it not so? For your family to take care of. But the other side is that, haven't you seen people who have never left home, but they are always feeding and they are always eating? That makes you a fool. Because it is, man shall not live by bread alone. The Bible talks about the fact that, look, the birds in the field or the birds in the skies, they never work, neither do they what? Till. They never have a farm. But God feeds them. The lilies that are in the field, they are never clothed. They don't have clothes. But God renews their beauty every day. God takes care of them. That is Luke chapter 6. You are there. Or Matthew, or whatever. Yeah, Matthew is also there. Matthew chapter 6. He talks about it. Yes. Yet your heavenly Father feeded them. So it is carnal for a man to say, I leave the home to feed the family. It is carnal. It is carnal. Even though it is not bad, it is what? Carnal. Because there are people who don't leave. God feeds them. Let's continue. He said, are ye not much better than they? Talking about the lilies, just a flower. Are you not better than the flower? Are you not better than a bird? If God feeds the birds, take care of the flower, how much more you? Verse 27, he says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto your stature? Of all your struggles, moving out to feed the house, how much have you added to yourself? That is what he's asking. Continue, verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they want spin. Push it. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Listen, you know how blessed and rich Solomon was? But the richness and the blessing of Solomon, the Bible says, it was not compared to how the lilies grow and how beautiful they are. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Continue. 30 says, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, ye, push it. Oh, ye what? The word little faith means that ye carnal people, ye self-centered people, ye self-conscious people, your heart is not with God. Verse number 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? He says, everybody go. For after all these things to the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Who are the Gentiles? Oh, come on. Who are the Gentiles? Unbelievers. Those who are not saved. They are the what? And what do they seek? They seek after food. They seek after raiment. They seek after shelter. They rush. Hey, wake up early in the morning. And they come back and they eat the bread of sorrows. They struggle, do things. Hey, their heart is after the world. Their heart is after money. The Gentiles. yourself a child of God, but you are struggling more than the Gentile. Open your eyes and look at me. You are struggling more than what? Our blessings don't come by struggle. We are not blessed because we struggle. Yes, it's good to work, but it's not good to struggle. Are you with me? The work becomes the basket through which the blessings are collected. So you can sell ice water, and if your heart is connected to God, that ice water will make you rich. Are you with me? He said, after these things do the Gentiles see, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need. Your heavenly Father knows that ye have what? Don't think God has forgotten about you. Or you think God, listen, I'm using that thing I saw on somebody's status to kind of explain my thoughts. But I don't have any problem with the one who put it there. But understand this. The children, the wife that you have are not yours. It is God who gave them to you. It is not up to you to take care of them. It is God that must take care of them. And because you are the head, if your heart is right, God will pass the blessing through you so that they will also be what? Be fair. But if your heart is not right, then the blessing will be cut off and it will become Benjima from that day. You have to struggle in order to feed them, because now you have assumed the responsibility of God, and God will tell you, well, if you want to assume the responsibility, then do it yourself. He will move out from your life. Praise God. That is what he said. He said, your heavenly Father knoweth. For every child born here is not born to the parents, it's born because God gave them to you. And God will not give something that he wouldn't take care of. Come on. God will not give you anything that he will not take care of. Stop assuming his responsibility and know your place. Stop assuming his responsibility and know your place. And what is your place? He says, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. What is your place? Because you are not saying it, I know you have an issue there. What is your place? No. What is your place? So God has a place, and you also have a place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. By who? By who? But if you go the other way around, leaving the home to feed the house, and you neglect the things of God, what happens? You lose the things you are looking for, because they will definitely elude you, and then you will miss God as well. But when you go after God, you get gold. But if you go after gold, you miss God. This is a body or a person whose heart is connected. Somebody's blessed. I don't want to dwell much. A word to a wise is in the north. Number two, how do you position yourself for a meeting with God? For a meeting with God. These are important truths. Number two, you must position in desperation. In desperation. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 6, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they that do and hunger after righteousness. What do you hunger for? What are you hungry for? Are you hungry for the things of this world? Or you are hungry for God? When you are, whatever you are hungry with, that is what you'll be satisfied with. Whatever you thirst for, that is what will quench your thirst. If you are hungry for God, God will fill you up. If you are hungry for the things of this world, the things of this world will kill you. It will destroy you. Hey. Possessing yourself in what? Desperation. Jacob said, I didn't know who I was fighting with. But I know that this is not just a common person. This is not just a mere man. Because I know how to banter and I know how to do heavyweight what? Boxing or banterweight. That thing. The one that the Omkukuru Anomdu Asho and everything say. Wrestling. I have been a wrestler all my life. Why? You don't know my name? I'm the deceiver, the conniver, the 419 person. If you come, I will beat you as well. I will deceive you and take your money. And deceive you and take your birthright. And if you come, I will beat you. I said, that will look at you. I mean, I'm your homie. And said, I will beat you. Daddy, I will beat you. And if you don't joke, she will slap you. How beat you? Oh, she beats the brothers all the time. And they will come crying. Mommy, 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 have you seen Asida has beaten you? Because when she beats them, they can't beat her somehow. So they have to report. So Jacob go like this. I have been a wrestler all my life. I know how to wrestle with people. Hey, I have done my best, self-strength, self-ability to be able to deal with this problem. But I can see that this is not an ordinary thing that my strength can prevail. So you know what he said? He said, the angel told him, leave me and let me go, for the day breaketh. Because I came to bless you, but you started wrestling with the blessing. Listen, the confusion and the perplexities of our lives as Christians is we fight everything with our strength. We think that the castings and the demon, the number of witches we kill in a day determines our victory in life. Who told you? They are already defeated. They're under your feet if you really know who you are. Those are not for us to reckon with. The angel had come to bless him. And Jacob said, I can see you are coming to kill me. Bad mindset. Do you know there are people here who have plans to help you? Who have seen your predicament? Have seen that you have a potential and they want to bless you. They want to help you in life. And yet you go about talking evil about them. Saying bad things that you don't even know. Gossiping about them. And when they hear, then it aborts everything that they plan for you. Self. Tell somebody self. We fight everything with our strength. The angel had come to bless him. You're coming to fight me. Go to Nami Mompire, Massa Mimida. Kai, God, you're sorry, right? Man, when you're there, go to Nami Mompire, Massa Mimida. Go to, hey, I want to bless you. Say, yeah. Praise God. Soon, soon, mono. Sana, you will be brave. Yeah, yeah, the self. Honam no. Honam ahoden. If you say bibia betwe di anyansa ne adwen. Oh, you have to be smart. If you ask this one, you're smarter. Obe catch road. Yeah. Hey, Charlie. I said, they be out to me in your kumo. When you see it, eh, she. Kumo. Catch when you say kumo. Kumo. Diana saw kumo. Praise God. Masa. Emma dear, one kick on one. Masa, Nema Befaso, Abrabono baby team. Abrabono, you're fair and more than ever. It is by the supply of the Spirit. Are you with me? And the Kokuta, Kotoma Mishra was that. You know, back home. I feel, well, yeah, I won't say. Now, more than 10 minutes, I did him say, may ya have a home. May yes, me should have been more quiet. May ya mahonam, and the young cousin mahonding, and the minyan son, and the menim, and the mako, and the guasio. I feel the above one to say, John and Mamma call us a die. A henny. I fear my home in the entire buyer. There's many a day. On neighbor for no coya to say, but for no dinner, as I can't. The hollow of his style. I give you a chair. I say a desk. In fact, put me a yaw miniana array. A rear, a chamber co. Because, and then I hold it the whole body. Into or touch it, dear no. After Kokuntobra, after the Ojafro, which now? What's the jammy man in common? What's the henna? Minya, I get you, because it's there. Because he said, what bless him, hands. Yeah, and shrub your oil right the person of the mouth. Because he said, Ube position huwa amobrasie mu. Erade ompeja ahoma suofo. Nemom opeja amobrasie fu. Ubra wasi erade peja. Anya wo minimini. Anya wo se wo. Yesi penyini no binye bida. Anya bofra. Position yourself and God will bless you. Until Jacob admitted, I say, so what is your name? What did he say? I say, I'm called Jacob. That is self-admission. I'm weak. I'm a deceiver. I'm a conniver. I'm a 419 person. See, that is how they call me. Listen, it is not bad to admit your weakness. Because in admission, you find help. But if you don't, the Bible says that he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. That he that covereth, he that confesses it and forsakes it, shall obtain what? Mercy. Let there be mercy for you. So, what is your name? He said, I'm called Jacob. He said, from today, you will no more be called Jacob, but you will be called the Prince of God. Why? Thou hast prevailed with man and with God. Thou, give me the right rendition, thou hast power with God and with man and has what? Prevailed. This many people don't understand. But it's a secret to success. I'm showing you. Listen, There is no way a man can prevail with God. But the Bible says that thou has power with God. It's not because he wrestled with God, but because he humbled himself to God. Your humility with God will cause you to rise higher before men. Kai, I just dropped it. Your humility to God will cause you to be lifted up among men. That has power with God and with men. So, position yourself in this season desperately. I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not. In this 40 days journey, I will not let you go until you bless me. Until you bless me. Until you bless me. Let all other things wait. I will not let you go. I want to secure my birthright this year. Stop giving excuses. Listen, we all can give excuse to the 1,000 degrees of the things that we cannot do right. A man of an excuse is a man who is not going anywhere. If you meet somebody always giving an excuse for not doing something right, that man is already a failure. Because wherever there is a will, there is a way. Stop giving an excuse of what you cannot do. Seek for help, and God will help you. It's a word. Somebody is blessed. Amazing. Tell somebody stop giving an excuse. Your excuses are too much. Amazing. All right. Why do you need to meet God? Let's conclude with that. My time is up. Let's share one of them. Then next week we'll continue. Or let's share two. Number one, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Why do you need to meet God? Even though he has told you that you are meeting him so that he will do whatever you want to do. But he said, Paul says that I am crucified with Christ. I told you that this is one of the powerful scriptures of my Father. And he said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amazing. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. What life? This normal life that I live in the flesh. Everybody go. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amazing word. Aya. So, upon this word, why do I need to meet God? In order to have his image in me. His image is released for me when I meet him. When I meet him, the image of God is released in me. His image. He said, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So, his image becomes your image. His life becomes your life in this present day. Are you with me? His image is released in you. It is so important that the image of God is what makes man to look like God. Come on, drop it. The image of God is what makes you to look like God. The image of God is what makes a man to look like God. Eradi ni so ana ni tibia ana se ni nyanya so e wo ye mu ni tibia ye ni nature ni wo ye mu no eno na ma ye se no eno na ma ye den ye se no abraboy mu Paul say oni Jesus Christo ya boy an se nu ye na enyo no na eli bibiem ne mom Christo na ye den o ti ni mu a wo ye den o bo bra no o bo de ben enti ani urade de sia ni su ebetna ye mu na ni su betna ye mu a ye yesa ono wa me ne yare e kwan ben so se de urade ti ye no sa na wo so wo ti ye it means ni entimen to urade no enam se ni su ti wo mu nti tie e ye revelation catch it. No man in your mindset, it will work for you. Whatever cannot happen to Jesus cannot happen to you, because his image is your image. Aya, 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 aya. Adie biara ense Christo no. Ense se se. Adie biara enfata Christo no. Enfata o. If it does not resemble Christ, then it's not me. It's not me. Yes. You are diabetes. If I and I'll turn on the Bible. Cooking can ye. Now yeah. You see Yesu call a collapse. One final good default. Yeah, as you have for bitter a ye. Almost fracture de cobani. Anything that does not look like Jesus must not look like you. Are there real believers here? I said, are there real believers here? Whatever does not look like Jesus will not look like you. It will not look like you. So the question is, who do you resemble? Whose image do you have? It's very obvious. Irrespective of the dynamics in their growth, sometimes they look like their mother, but sometimes they look like me. When you bring doctor right here, it will become so obvious that this is the image of Pastor Obey. I know the day my father will come here, some of you will be shocked. Maybe the only difference will be the fact that he has wrinkles in his face, but then the image is the same. Hallelujah. Who do you resemble? In meeting God, his image is released in us. What a blessing. Number two, we saw an example of the image of God released in the face of Moses. When Moses had an encounter with God on the mountain, what happened? His face began to radiate the glory. The image of God was all over him. And the people could not look at his face. Hey! By the end of this encounter, may you radiate God's glory to the level that people, when they are talking to you, will go like this. And you wonder why. Who's to pay your tear? Oh, penalty. And then, mean to me, showing him. I said, Munyam be a dao song. I said, I don't be dao song. I said, and Munyam a radisupi, our more. We and your piba, we and your tepia, our Yesu Christo demo. Somebody reshara. Number two, why do you need to meet God? Because he gives you power to function like he functions. come out to me. Emma, won't so yet dia o ye ni bi. Hey, he gives you power to function like how he functions. It is very important that God is not creating anything anymore. Onyan kopon, enyama obo ni fiti asiano. Omo biyo mo, kato ni aso omo biyo. Mama amene taka na sem. Oso nyame, wajia sa sebo. Wajia den, intu nyabi a den, kweni. Unyabi a den. Kasi nyan kopon ome ba sa sebi. Enti di ewa tono, kweni. Na kwasi nyabi a den, amene jam fumisa. Praise God. And you may ready boy you be on. But I go. It's why they. I didn't hear. If we say. What bonny passe. Or then it to me. And now who are the human. A be ready pemu. The free sabre no chrono. Nipa back to a na de bonny dear bay. So why do you have to meet God? So that you can function the way God functions. What is the number one function of God? He is a creator. He creates. God creates. God creates. If it is here, unyankopon bo osu and yasas. If we hoko nyina, unyankopon boy, e kwa mbeso. No, Yankopon Cassa. Wimra, and away by. On Yami Badia. Afinian Tia. Minim said, Radibisha no be pitcher, won't say. Or didn't it to me a bishop? Nanya Oyan wants to wait to be IAP. Yoyan was wait to me a day. Nianni Hono or the back. It's the number one function of God. He creates. He creates. So from today, as you prepare to meet him, his function will be your function. And whatever he does, you can do. I said, whatever God does, you can do. Because he is the one who is working through you. By the supply of the Spirit. There was nothing that Jesus did out of his own self. But he did everything as the Spirit was helping him. So the Spirit will drive you to function like God in all areas of your life. You will speak and what is not there will come to pass. You will decree it and it shall come to pass. Yet it shall be established. You make things happen because God makes things happen. You make things happen. I said you make things happen because God makes things happen. That is just for, I have other things I could share with you about the functions of God. But understand that the first of it all is that he creates. From today, you are made to be a creator. Life must begin to come out of you. I said, life must begin to come out of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. What are the channels for meeting God? One of the channels through which we meet God is his word. Through his word. In this season, let the word of God be your everything. Don't play with God's word. Don't play with God's word. Tell somebody, don't play with God's word. Why? Because God's word is God himself. If you play with God, or if you play with God's words, you are playing with God. You cannot separate a man from his words. I am what I say. And what I say, I mean it. And I mean what I say. That is who God is. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that will repent on his words. Has he said it? And will he not do it? Has he promised? And will he not what? Fulfill it. God means what he says, and he says what he means. Say, don't play with God's word. What must I do with the word? Whenever I receive the word, I must obey. Because obedience to the word is what takes me in meeting with him. Obedience to the word is what makes my encounter with him established. Obedience to the word. Quickly, let me close by this. How must I obey the word? How must I obey the word? How must I obey the word? Number one, Psalm 119 verse 8. Psalm 119 verse 8. He says, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. So, number one, obedience must be done willingly. I must obey God's word willingly, not by force. I must willingly obey God's word. Number two, how must I obey the word? Psalm 119 verse 34. Psalm 119 verse 34 says, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So number two, obedience must be done wholeheartedly. Half obedience is not obedience. It must be done wholeheartedly. It must be done wholeheartedly. Half obedience is disobedience. Again, how do I obey? Oh, the word. Psalm 119, 43 to 44. Psalm 119, 43 to 44. He said, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in my in thy judgment. Verse 44. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And therefore, obedience must be done continuously. Continuously. You don't obey today, and tomorrow feel you are tired, so you can't obey. Obedience must be continuous. It must be continuous. What a blessing. Prepare to meet your God. O Israel, because I will do this, he said, prepare yourself. Somebody is blessed. Our fasting continues. Don't think that you're okay. Because the things that happens to men in life are never expected. They come unawares. They come when you are not so much prepared.
And I want you to understand that life challenges are there for everybody. But those who prepare for it have a better way of becoming better than being bitter. In this year, many things may have been programmed against you. So many things are involved in this year, and you need to prepare yourself. Stop putting deaf ears to your ear and start preparing yourself to meet your God. Nobody knows when the chains will hold your leg. At that time, maybe my prayer will not be answered, because God gave you the opportunity to prepare yourself before time. Listen, everywhere that comes from the altar is to position you so that what God wants to do in your life will come to pass. But self, pride, will keep you from hearing and obeying the word. And for that reason, the devil will get the upper hand. Church, this year, I want you to know I'm not ready to bury anybody. I'm not ready to bury anybody in this church again. So, don't give your life to chance. Don't give your life. God knows my heart, how I feel for you. Don't. You have become too casual with life, giving yourself too much to the devil to have an upper hand over your life. The pride is too much. Come down and let him lift you up. Just a little time and little attention for God, so that what he has said in your life will come to pass. You are giving up yourself to the devil so much. Don't you know that when the hedge is broken, the serpent will bite? Don't you know? When you break the hedge, you allow the serpent to bite you. Some of you are sitting on a time bomb. Just some few inch away, the devil is going to grab you like something. Just come and prepare your heart. Prepare yourself. Position yourself where you can overcome all life and its challenges. Pride. Self. Stop making fool of yourself. And get serious with God. Get serious with God. Most of you die not because your time has come, but you die because the devil has killed you. You have played careless with your life. Most dead we hear are not their time. What is his time? He said, you will grow in full age. It means that what will kill you is old age. It's old age. May everyone here die because of old age. No premature death. I said no premature death. I said, no premature death. A word to the wise. Watch them. Those who are playing, truant. Those who are, as if they are in, they are not in. Won't betide anyone. And let the devil grip you. And when you don't see me around, don't say your pastor has denied you. I told you what to do. And you refuse to listen because of pride and self. Be on your feet. You can clap for Jesus, not me. Pride is what is killing you. And let me tell you,
Anyone who is proud doesn't need the devil to even attack him. He's destroyed already. Because now you can count money. You think you have money. You think you have money. To hell with your money. People have better money, but they are in the grave. Pride will kill you. The Bible says that pride goes before the fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. How dare you? It is well. Lift up your hands in the spirit of love. Lift up your hands and ask God to help you, to prepare your heart, and to position your right to meet him. Open your mouth and pray. Come on, open your mouth and pray. 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 Ask God, wherever you fall short, whatever you could not do, let his grace empower you today. I pray that may you never come down to a level like Jacob before you realize the need to humble yourself. For grace to humble yourself, to set your heart right. Pray for grace.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.